Krista, this is Zawin. He's the leader of the Stargis race and a healer. I promise he is going to help you.
Why did you not bring her sooner?
Zawin asked. More shouting than a desperate discussion about core magic and how to give it back to the Stargis race.
You said you wouldn't hurt our king. We have cooperated thus far because of your promise,
said a raspy voice. More muffled voices, and then Keelan shouted,
If you don't take it back, she will die. Release her from this burden. You must know how to do this.
Graul is the only one who can, Keelan. He is the heir.
Saun made a gurgled coughing sound, which was the same sound I happened to be making.
That's not an option,
Keelan said, anger filling his words.
I don't understand why you can't take it and assimilate it into your own core.
That's not how the transfer of power works among our people.
He talked more about absorbing magic as the only option available. But I couldn't follow the conversation. I wasn't even sure the conversation was really happening. That's how out of it I felt. Also, I didn't know who Graul was. And I had no idea what absorbing magic had to do with healing my illness.
No,
Keelan shouted.
If she absorbs it, she'll die.
She will die either way, and so will we,
Saun said, his voice becoming more hardened and desperate.
The only thing you can do at this point is try.
He took in a rasping breath and fell to his knees next to me.
There is nothing else. Nothing we can do for her.